We must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power to love. There is some good in the worst of us and some evil in the best of us. When we discover this, we are less prone to hate our enemies. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So, as people, we can get petty. Reflect on your youth. Before the harshness of people and the planets dawned upon you, look at a child. Would you ever imagine them holding a grudge? The human being has experienced little. Some good, some bad. They still forgive because they have hope that people will change. How bad does someone have to become unredeemable? I believe everyone has the opportunity to grow into a better person. Sometimes they just need a little help. Now, as we grow, we get more pressure for taking our life seriously. But it's okay to stumble every once in a while. It's okay to make mistakes. You're only human. Look at another person and reflect on yourself. You have made mistakes. So if someone else, friend, family, or a stranger makes a mistake or is rude for some reason, forgive them. Sometimes you've had a bad day, so do others. Maybe the only way to make it better is to forgive. Sometimes after an apology, sometimes immediately. Even on the battlefield, there is love. Love for your comrades, or respect and forgiveness for others. In wars, terrible things have happened. Most people have taken the blame, but over time, we've learned to forgive the countries and people behind them. Throughout your life, you will experience a lot, but on your deathbed, will you think of all the love and time you've spent with friends and family, or will you regret the grudges and anger you've had in your life? Forgive, if only to spread some hope and happiness in the world. At some point, it'll come back to you.